In the San Francisco area, 90 beneficial offices are within the sound of my voice. See, even more if I cup my hands. See the white pages for your nearest office. This is Lily Tomlin as Ernestine, the telephone operator.
What's your name?
Carrie.
Take your foot off the stage.
Nuisance calls. A gracious good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin. Yes, ma'am. You say a man has been making constant, obscene phone calls to you. What is his name and address, please? Oh, you don't. Well, just exactly what does he say when he calls? Uh-huh. Yes. Wait a minute now. Yes, uh-huh. What's that last part again? Uh-huh. Yes. Wait a minute. He said he was going to do what to you? Wait. Is that F as in Frank? Right. Well, I don't blame you getting upset. I mean, making all those promises and then not even giving his name. Hello?
During the 4th of July weekend, exercise your independence from the kitchen. Holidays are great days for a lot of things, but certainly not cooking. Bad days for cooking are great days for Kentucky Fried Chicken. And you'll be glad to know that your Kentucky Fried Chicken take-homes will be open all weekend and Monday.
Such a great day for Kentucky Fried Chicken, and such a bad day to cook.
Pick up boxes, buckets, or barrels at your nearby Kentucky Fried Chicken take-homes, open every day.
Ozan, I can never understand a man who's licking his fingers. Fair through Saturday, but fog and low overcast near the coast, extending inland locally tomorrow morning. Slightly warmer tomorrow. We'll have highs in the 70s and low 80s, except in the 60s and low 70s along the coast and downtown San Francisco and parts of Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo and west. I made up the last part. Some of these forecasts, it's going to be nice. Why didn't they just say that? Here's Bob and Ray.
We just received word that Wally Ballou is standing by with a report from the National Power Lawnmower Race in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So come in, please. Wally Ballou.
This is Radio's Wally Ballou here in the pit area at the National Power Lawnmower Race in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And beside me is one of the entries who's already been forced out of this 1956 classic. Sure you... All you racing fans are familiar with him. Dusty Cribbins. What happened to you out there today, Dusty?
Well, my mower sprang an oil leak on the 23rd lap, Wally. And that was the end of it for me.
Oh,
I was pushing down through the heavy grass on the southeast turn.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed oil squirting out of the machine all over my shoes.
Uh-oh.
There was nothing I could do but pull my mower back into the pits and call it a day.
Well, I know after all of the training and practice you've been doing the last few weeks, it must have been quite a disappointment for you.
Yes, it was. I've been clocking myself all summer as I mowed my own lawn, getting ready for the big day.
Of course, you might still get in there as a relief mower for one of the other entries.
It's very hot out there in the lawn. I imagine that a lot of these fellows will be needing relief mowers before too long.
Well, there are only three entries left of the race, as I understand it. Is that right?
That's right. Five of us started. I went out early, and then we had the accident up there in the northeast turn.
Oh, I saw that. It was a terrible thing. The fellow went right through the hedge there, didn't
he? Yeah, that's right. He wasn't paying any attention to what he was doing, and he went right through the hedge. I understand he wasn't hurt badly, though. Oh, gee willikers, that one went right over the bird bath and came down with his mower on top of him.
Well, that leaves just two entries in the race now. It looks as if one of them is coming into the pits right now, and it's the only lady entered in the classic, Mrs. Fern Rackish. What happened, Mrs. Rackish, the microphone?
I'm just too pooped to go on, that's all.
Could you get a relief man to take over your mower?
Well, I don't think so. I threw a tire on the backstretch on that last lap, and the motor's getting awfully hot. I think I'll just have to drop out and have the mower pushed back to the garage.
Well, that certainly is tough luck, Mrs. Fern Rackish. Well, there goes another accident. The last entry, still in the running, went over the fence and into the yard next door. So that means we won't have a winner again this year.
Well, I don't know why they keep holding this race. Nobody ever finishes it.
I guess that about winds up the activity here in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And this is Broadcasting Nibs Wally Ballou at the National Power Lawnmower Race, returning you to Bob and Ray.
Who else would think of a power lawnmower race? Only the minds of Bob and Ray. They're going to be at Stanford July 20th. Hey, we're into July. They're going to be at Stanford this month, July 20th through the 25th. I'd advise you to get your tickets now. That's got to be a sellout every night. How does a week in paradise grab you? That's right. A week in Hawaii for two at the Super Sheraton Waikiki Hotel. Sunshine and surf and sand and easy living. Well, that's the grand prize in World Cup Water Ski Championship Sweepstakes, presented by Pepsi-Cola. Winners fly first class via Western Airlines Islander with in-flight movies, stereo, and stewardesses in mini moo-moos. Oh, other prizes, too. What else do you need? Winners will receive their choice of any Caprice TTS water skis by Western Wood Manufacturing Company, designed, used, and recommended by Mike Siderhoud, world water ski champion. And all you have to do is estimate the winning men's jump in the world event to be held at Berkeley Aquatic Park on July 24th and 25th. Entry blanks available at your Pepsi dealer. There's nothing to buy. However, in every Pepsi carton, you'll find a 50-cent discount ticket. Enter the World Cup Water Ski Championship Sweepstakes, which has to win a prize right now is the contest with the longest name I've ever heard of. Berkeley Aquatic Park, July 24th and 25th. Don't miss it. You've got a lot to live, and Pepsi's got a lot to give. Darn right, stewardesses and mini moo-moos. So have a Pepsi. Mike Siderhoud?
The sound of the city, the sounds I heard in San Francisco.
You've probably never heard of me either.
On KSFO, KSFO, San Francisco.
Give me an S, give me a U, give me a Y, Siderhoud. Gene Nelson with Comedy Album Time. I do it every night from 11 to midnight because I have no place else to go. The Sahara Tahoe Hotel presents Liberace through July 5th. Call information for the toll-free reservations number, Sahara Tahoe Hotel. Call and ask for more information about the Liberace show. Or if you want to show them that you're really in, refer to Liberace as Lee.
Do you know, in a recent issue of Esquire magazine, Cary Grant was referred to as the white Godfrey Cambridge? He'll never work again. But my wife believed that, you know. I mean, I find that that's the basic problem in our entire relationship, is the fact that she believes everything. She takes everything literal. Do you know that now that I'm doing a little bit better, you know, we get invited to a lot of posh affairs. Like, for example, I was invited to a very posh affair at the Waldorf Astoria, and it was formal, and I was going to be a little late, so I said to my wife, I said, darling, I'll meet you there in the lobby, wear the purple formal. It's a little garish, but I like it. And I'll meet you there. So I arrive at the lobby of the Waldorf Astoria in New York at 5:30 in the afternoon, and there is my wife standing in the lobby, stark naked, wearing a simple strand of pearls. And I responded in a very casual and controlled manner. I said, what are you doing standing here in the lobby of the Waldorf Astoria, stark naked, wearing a simple strand of pearls? And she said, Harper's Bazaar said that I could never be wrong with a simple strand of pearls in basic black. Are you ready for that? She looks at television and believes everything she sees. She sees a chick on there selling some kind of hair oil, you know, and they're always blonde, you know, and they're always sort of running a comb through their hair and singing, you know, something like, I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hue. My wife gets home in front of the mirror and dig her. I dream. You know that comb's not going through. He has got my nephew so confused. Do you know what the kid did the other day? He went up in his mother's dressing room and he put all this white vanishing cream all over his face and some blonde sprinkles, and he comes downstairs and he says, oh, mommy, look at me. She says, take that muck off your face. Get out of here. So he says, I'll go in and I'll show my daddy. So he goes and he says, daddy, look at me. And his father says, take that muck off your face. Get right upstairs. Swat. So he gave him a little swat on the bottom. And about a half an hour later, I saw the kid upstairs in his mother's dressing room removing that white makeup, and he said, see that? I don't blame white people. I ain't been white for more than 5 minutes, and already I hate two colored people. fallen prey to this, too. I want to believe, you know. I believed everything I saw on television right up until I went out and tried to buy a flesh-colored Band-Aid. You know they didn't have me in mind. And we have a big campaign going on now on television. You ever see that fellow on television? I think his name is Flim Flooley or something. The fellow that's always saying, come on down to Florida. You know I went down there, they weren't expecting me. Talking about, come on down to Florida and jump in the pool. And I jumped in the black pool. See, because I found out that down there they have a white pool and a black pool, and they are exactly alike, except that the black pool don't have any water in it. And the diving board is higher. They all want to believe. You know, and while I was down there in Florida, I watched the final integration of one of them lunch counters down there, and it was a gas, you know. They had finally gotten the 46th writ granted by some court or the other, you know. And it was a typical day of integration in a southern town, you know. 6 National Guard battalions, about 25 or 30 state troopers, you know. And a color cat walked in behind the lawyer with the writ, you know. And as he walked into the restaurant, you see, he saw a sign in front of the restaurant that said white only, you see. And he grabbed that sign and ripped it apart and threw the pieces on the ground and walked in. And they read the writ. And the cat said, now cook that hamburger, fix that coffee, and don't mess it up, baby. We want everything you've been giving everybody else. Don't worry about it. So the fella prepared it, you know, under sanitary conditions, you know. And the colored fella took a sip of that coffee and a bite of that hamburger and went, He said, is that what you have been feeding white people all these years? The man said, yes, that's what we've been doing. Colored fella got up off his seat, went out, found that white-only sign, and banged it right back together. You know.
That's Godfrey Cambridge, and it's called Misinterpretation. Or Cary Grant has been mistaken for a white Godfrey Cambridge. That's the subtitle of the routine. Well, things really become dated. And he refers to his wife in that thing, and they have long since been divorced.
You know, sometimes I think that nobody loves me.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel very sad.
I will love you. You think of that.
Come on.
If I think of that, how will I feel?
Then you won't be sad anymore.
Come on, break down and love like a kid again.
And then you won't be sad anymore.
Weather's going to be fair through Saturday before... I gave you that, didn't I, the forecast? Okay, we're all set on that. 20 minutes before midnight, this quarter-hour portion of the Gene Nelson program being presented tonight as a public service... by KSFO. No, I meant it. I really did.
The Center of the Arts announces its summer weekend workshop. On Saturdays, throughout the summer, the center will be offering complete one-day courses in macrame, tie-dye, candle-making, and hand-built pottery.
What's so funny
the
about that?
The cost is $5 for not only your finished product, but also the trained ability to go on creating independently. The hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sundays, the center offers creative dance and improvisational theater. Dance is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And theater is from 1:30 to 4:30. Both are $5. No experience necessary. Children welcome. Call 563-2330 or come visit at 2676 California Street, San Francisco. Come see us.
Okay.
We laugh a lot.
Oh, that's what the laughter was about. I understand. I was hoping you'd explain that before you were through. In my continuing series of old radio programs tonight, another in a series of the successful radio programs of George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Come right in. You're the little newlywed from next door, aren't you?
Yes, Mrs. Burns. I'm Virginia Jackson.
Oh, yes, you know, I've been wanting to have a little chat with you. You see, there are certain things that every young girl should know, and I happen to be one young girl who knows them. I see. Now, sit down, Virginia. I suppose your mother told you how the bees carry pollen from flower to flower on their feet?
Yes, she did.
Well, I'd advise you to forget that. I tried it, and believe me, it's nothing.
Well, really, Mrs. Burns, I'm sure Jim and I will never quarrel or anything. He's so sweet and handsome, especially in his uniform. You see, he was a captain in the Army.
Oh? Well, George did his bit, too.
Oh, really? What was his rank?
Air Raid Warden, Junior Grade.
Oh.
George was wounded, but he didn't get the Purple Heart. He sat on his flashlight.
Well, Jim was lucky. He was overseas for 4 years and didn't get a scratch.
Overseas for 4 years. And how long have you been married?
2 days.
Oh, you do have a problem.
I do?
Oh, yes. If he's been gone for 4 years, it's going to take a lot to reawaken his interest in women.
I really don't seem to be having any trouble.
Better safe than sorry, Virginia. Now, I can tell you how to keep your husband happy from now on. First, remember that a wife must be all things to her husband.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, when he wants a pal, be a pal. When he wants a fascinating siren, be one.
Oh, I wouldn't know how.
Oh, it's easy. Now, George is in the den. You listen, and I'll show you how to be fascinating.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello, you great, big, strong, wonderful you. About a kiss for your ever-loving mama, kiddo.
Kiddo?
I fascinate you, don't I?
What is this anyway? What's going on here?
Kiss me, kiddo.
Gracie, is there something wrong with you?
Haven't had any complaints yet, kiddo.
Look.
You know I'm fascinating. Come on, let's fast.
Gracie, would you like a doctor?
One at a time, kiddo. I'm not through with you yet.
Oh, stop. This has gone far enough.
It seems to me we haven't even started.
Gracie.
Kiss.
Oh, get out of here.
George Burns and Gracie Allen, and tonight's episode is called What Every Young Bride Should Know. I'll get back to the concluding chapter there in just a moment. Enroll now in the summer zoology classes for high school and college students at the San Francisco Zoo. Yes. Imagine how amazed all your friends will be when you say, I'm going to school at the zoo. Classes are held weekday mornings, 9:30 to noon for 2 weeks. A $10 fee covers materials and admission. The course will include tours behind the scenes, visit with the staff and keepers and a couple of the monkeys, and classes on specific animal groups. Class size is limited, so call now. I'm saying this very jokingly, but obviously it's a very serious thing. It sounds like a lot of fun if you like animals. Phone 661-2025 to register for summer zoology classes at the San Francisco Zoo. Preceding quarter-hour portion of the Gene Nelson program presented tonight is a public service by KSFO. And before we get back to Burns and Allen, let me tell you about the sale going on at Pacific Stereo. You've heard about the Bose 901 speaker system? Well, if you haven't, let me tell you. The Bose 901 speakers are probably the finest speakers that money can buy. The only problem with a 901 is that they're priced at a price that not everybody can afford. It's a fair price. The speakers are worth every penny of it, but some people have one kind of a budget and other people have another. So, the Bose people have designed some new speakers for the people who can't afford the 901. They're the 501s. They're almost every bit as good as the 901, and they're considerably less money. $124.60. That's total price. And it's said to rival the sound of the Bose 901s. Why don't you go in and ask for a demonstration? Listen to the Bose 501 speakers and see if that isn't just the greatest sound you've ever heard out of anything. Go to Pacific Stereo in Berkeley, San Francisco, San Mateo, Walnut Creek, and Mountain View. They're open till 9 weekdays, till 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. Pacific Stereo. Now, back to Burns and Allen and What Every Young Bride Should Know.
Well, did you see how I handled them, Virginia?
Oh, he seemed a little confused.
Oh, well, he's been that way ever since he married me. And now, Virginia, I'm going to show you the most important thing of all. How to get money from your husband.
But, Mrs. Burns, don't husbands give their wives money without being asked?
Now, Virginia, let's say that I want $25 for a new hat, which I do. There's one method that never fails. Flattery. Every man loves to be flattered. Just watch this.
Oh, it's you again. What's wrong with you today? You're acting sort of crazy.
Oh, yes, and it's all your fault. You drive women crazy. Crazy with love. You heartbreaker, you.
Well, here we go again.
What woman can call her soul her own after she's looked into your soft beige eyes?
Gracie.
It's like looking into two pools of nylon.
Look, Gracie.
Oh, you're so incredibly handsome, George. Oh, if I were only a sculptor. Let the others make statues of Apollo and Mercury and Hercules. You're the man I want to chisel.
Look, Gracie.
Oh, George, George. Why did Mother Nature have to blow her top on you?
I don't know.
But let's face it, dear. I didn't marry just an ordinary mate.
Believe me, we're in the same boat.
Oh, the strange and tender things that remind me of you. The sight of your tousled hair in the morning. Your strong white feet at eventide. Your girdle hanging on the line.
Yes, tender, tender, yes.
The kindness that shines from your eyes. The warm, generous smile that lights your face when I ask you for $25.
Gracie.
The blur of your hand as it leaps to your billfold. The sudden whoosh of air rushing in as you open it. The soft crinkle of 2 tens and a 5 as you press them into my palm.
Those are the things you like about me.
Yes.
The blur of my hand as I whip out my billfold. Like this.
That's it, that's it.
The whoosh of air as I open it. Like this.
Oh, I love that.
The crinkle of 2 tens and a 5. Like these.
Oh, yes, dear. These little things remind me of you.
I'm going to give you another tender little memory to tuck away in your heart.
What, dear?
The merry sound of my laughter as I shove it all back in my pocket.
Oh, the joke.
I'm ashamed of you. Downright ashamed. You say you love me, and yet you deliberately flatter me and lie to me to get money.
Oh, I'm ashamed of myself, George. It was the lowest cheap thing to do.
You shouldn't lower yourself for such measly amount of money. $25.
You're right, dear. I'll go out and come back again and try for 50.
Oh, what?
George Burns, Gracie Allen, whatever young bride should know. That's all the Burns and Allen shows I have, but starting tomorrow night in the continuing series of old radio shows, I'll give you some Duffy's Tavern. Remember those? Wild stuff. And I'll present the first one tomorrow night on Comedy Album Time. Anybody flying to Las Vegas soon? Use Air West jets every day from the Bay Area to Las Vegas. Jets there from all 3 Bay Area airports, Oakland, San Jose, and San Francisco International. Nobody else can give you the choice of 3 airports, and nobody has more flights to Las Vegas. And no airline in North America has been able to beat Hughes Air West in on-time performance. Hughes Air West has the best on-time record in North America. So when you're thinking about Las Vegas, remember the airline that gives you the choice of 3 airports. Call a travel agent or Hughes Air West. Bill Anderson is a country and western singer and composer. He's had a number of hit records, and one hit record that he had a couple of years ago was a recording called Still, Bill Anderson. Don Bowman is a country comedian. And his forte is to do takeoffs on popular country and western songs. This is the Don Bowman version of Bill Anderson's hit recording of Still.
Now you gone away. Probably because I talk this way. But I love you still. Whatever that means. I told you to talk low. Silly, I told you to listen close. But I love you. Wonder why he says that that way. Poor. I've lost count of the hours. And I've lost track of the days. I've lost track of how many times I've lost count. Worst part of it is I've lost that little squirrely map that you made me showing me how to get home. So actually, I guess you could say I lost half. But if you ever do decide to come back to me, tell you what, I'll meet you at the big used truck lot across the street from the chili dog shack. I had a dirty part here and they made me cut it out.
Here
we go again, friends. I wonder why Bill say steal. I love you, steal. Could have just said steal like most people do, isn't it?
Steal.
But Bill had to say steal. I love you, steal. Here's the rest taking part. He whispers, but I can't hear myself when I do. I don't know where you are. Actually, I ain't too sure where I am. You said you was just going to the corner grocery for a six-pack of bologna. But that's over a year ago, and you're not back yet. My only hope is that someday you might hear this song and say, hey, them ain't the right words to that song. Wherever you are, remember, darling, the key's in the mailbox. Come on in, because we got a heck of a big mailbox.
That's Don Bowman. That thing really cracks me up. I maybe have to have heard the original hit recording to really fully appreciate it, but I really like that. It's called Steel, Don Bowman. Today through Saturday, July 3rd, you can shop and save during the huge pre-4th of July sale at all five Capwells, Oakland, Walnut Creek, El Cerrito, Hayward, and Fremont. Your chance to buy top quality at rock-bottom prices. For example, boys' crew neck short-sleeve cotton knit shirts in rich stripes, sizes 8 to 18, are sale priced at just $2.29 each. Compare these boys' shirts at $3 and pay only $2.29 each, or two for $4.40. And you can save on a clearance of quilted bedspreads available in a great selection of prints and colors, twin or full sizes. Compare at $19.99 to $24.99. The Capwell sale price is just $13.99. Women's luxurious nylon gowns in pretty pastels, usually $5 to $6, sale price $3.99. All this and much more in sensational pre-4th of July sale now at all five Capwells. This is Flip Wilson.
Right, so they're having fun, you know? That's the main thing about it. Quite often, some of my best stories are stories that have been given to me by people. The other day, a little old lady stopped me and told me a story. I liked it, too. She said it was her favorite story. I knew it would be a great story, because I have a very high regard for little old ladies. I admire them. I admire them because they're cool. Little old ladies are very cool. Very cool. That's how you get to be a little old lady. You gotta be very cool. More little old ladies than there are little old men. Anytime a little old lady tells me something, I say, yeah, little old broad. Well, let me tell you a story, then you'll see. I like it. Visualize a street in a large metropolitan area. Coming up the street is a horse-drawn wagon. Painted in large letters on the side of the wagon, there's a sign that says, Ice! There's a little fat guy driving the wagon. He's yelling at the top of his voice. He's yelling, Ice! Ice! Get your ice! A woman calls from the upper floor of an apartment building. She wants ice. She yells down to the guy. She says, I want some ice.
Say, bring me a piece, honey. Said, I want a 25-cent piece.
The guy cuts a 30-cent piece because the lady lives upstairs. No elevator in the building. By the time he gets up there, he'll be 25 cents up. I threw that in. The little old lady didn't tell me that. He enters the building, leaving the horse and wagon at the curb, which I thought was very practical. No sense carrying that damn horse and wagon up there. While he's in the building, there's a fella passing along the street. As the guy gets abreast of the wagon, the horse turns and says, what a life. The guy said, what'd you say? No, I said, what a life. I say that because the little fat guy who owns the wagon never takes the time to consider what it's like being the horse. He said, 5 days a week he makes me pull this ice wagon. And Saturday he sells rides to the kids at a dime a ride. And Sunday it's all day around the park, $3 an hour. That's why I say, what a life. The fellow said, does he know you can talk? The horse said, heck no, and don't tell him either. If you do, he'll make me yell ice.
We take poker chips, a bag of snacks, playing cards, a couple of packs, and of course a case or two of Ole beer. Old Alfred and Jim and Robert and me get it together annually on the fishing trip we go on every year. We play one-eyed jacks, deuces wild, seven-card stud, lowball style, dealer's choice, and drink a little Ole beer. We've got hooks in our hats and worms about, in case we should happen to see a trout. Haven't seen a fish in going on 4 years. Just because a man goes on a fishing trip doesn't mean that he has to spend all his time fishing. Sometimes it's kind of fun to lounge around reading mystery stories, playing cards, and enjoying a beer. An Olympia beer. A very good beer. Because it's made with a naturally perfect artesian brewing water.
Don't you know it's the water that makes it Olympia beer?
Your deal, Jim.
Olympia Brewing Company, Tumwater, Washington, KSFO, San Francisco. That wraps it up for tonight. Stay tuned for Herb Kennedy and what's new, Russ Syracuse with Night Sounds at 12:05. I'll see you tomorrow night. If you're going to be around the Ceremony Shopping Center in Daly City, I'm going to MC a hot pants contest at 7 o'clock tomorrow night for all dirty old men. Do drop by. It's free. And it's going to be near the fountain on the mall at the Ceremony Shopping Center, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. See you there. If you can't make that, I'll see you here tomorrow night after the Giants and Cards baseball game that gets underway at 7:40. I'll leave you with this thought for the day. A great man once said, there's no fun in having nothing to do. The fun is in having lots to do and not doing it. Gene Nelson, Tuscadahog, put on the coffee bubbles, I'm coming home.
This is KSFO News. At the Paris peace talks, the communists have a plan for peace. They say if the U.S. goes along, U.S. prisoners of war can be back in the United States for Christmas. The plan calls for the U.S. to set a deadline for complete withdrawal of troops. In Washington, reaction is guarded. The White House says parts of the plan contain positive elements, but some are negative, too. New Secretary Ron Ziegler emphasizes a point made by President Nixon that they will accept no arrangement that will turn South Vietnam over to the communists. The new Viet Cong peace proposal has already triggered renewed pressure on President Nixon to set a deadline for a total U.S. pullout from the war zone. Congressional doves say they may introduce more end-the-war legislation. There's apparently some doubt whether Congress will enact an extension of the draft law or, by not acting, will force the Defense Department to rely on a volunteer army. The military draft law has expired, and for the first time in 22 years, the government has no power to conscript men for military service. Chairman John Stennis of the Senate Armed Services Committee says the outlook for the extension is now highly uncertain. Word from Sacramento that legislative negotiators have reached general agreement on a $7.3 billion state budget, a spending program surpassing Governor Reagan's original request by $600 million and requiring new taxes. A Senate Assembly Conference Committee of 4 Democrats and 2 Republicans, 3 members from each house, working late into the night, double-checking their proposals and polishing language. The compromise measure, once it's signed by the negotiators, will be sent to the full Assembly and Senate and voted on probably tomorrow. For the first time in 23 years, all West Coast ports are closed in a longshoreman strike, the dispute over wages and contract guarantees. Bus drivers who make the run from downtown San Francisco to the airport are still on strike. Half of Mill Valley City employees are off their jobs. Oakland Airport and Maritime Port workers are walking the picket line. West Coast carpenters are still off their jobs, and 36,000 Western copper workers are on strike. The United Farm Workers Organizing Committee says it's resuming its boycott of table grapes because there's been a shipment of non-union grapes out of Arizona fields. California authorities report Dr. Timothy Leary under arrest in Switzerland. Leary escaped from the California men's colony in San Luis Obispo last September, a few months after he was convicted of possession of marijuana. The state attorney general's office is reportedly drawing up extradition papers for Leary, the so-called apostle of LSD. More news in a moment.
As an official, you're good for more. As an official, you're good for more. As an official, where the money is, we want to lend you the full amount you have in mind.
Many homeowners who've heard about homeowner loans at Beneficial Finance, loans of $5,000, $10,000, and more on real and personal property, have called to ask, do we have to use this money for home improvements and not for anything else? The answer is you can use the money for anything at all. Home improvements if you wish, or any other reason. To pay off those other loans, clean up bills, take care of education costs, you name it. If you own your own home, even if it isn't fully paid for, call Beneficial Finance and ask about a homeowner loan for any good reason.
KSFO Sports reports in baseball in the National League. The San Francisco Giants defeated the St. Louis Cards 8-7. They'll meet again tomorrow night at Candlestick Park, game time 8 o'clock, broadcast time 7:40. Elsewhere in the National League, Los Angeles beat San Diego 2-1. Atlanta down Montreal 7-3. Pittsburgh shut out the New York Mets 3-0. Cincinnati topped Philadelphia 5-1. In the American League, Kansas City defeated California 9-4. Washington beat the New York Yankees 3-1. Boston edged Detroit 8-7. Cleveland over Baltimore 3-2. The Chicago White Sox topped Milwaukee 6-4. The local weather forecast calls for fair skies through Saturday, except for the usual fog along the coast extending inland tomorrow morning. Overnight temperatures in the 50s, tomorrow's highs in the 60s along the coast to the 70s inland. In the Sierra, fair and warmer through Saturday. And that's KSFO News. Herb Kennedy reporting. KSFO News is everywhere. And now, Russ Syracuse.
Night Sounds here on KSFO, your all-night Jack Russ Syracuse. Bringing Radio Innocence right back where it belongs. Lou Geneva is the engineer. That's a step in the other direction. That was Back to the Roost with Ramsey Lewis. Here's, Here's Tony Bennett.
I find I'm not the man I used to be. I find so many things are new to me. Although they've been there all the time. Did birds sing every day and stars shine nightly from the Milky Way? Did willows sigh and raindrops dance ballet? And summer breezes taste like wine? More and more, I find I see my friends much less and less. And strange as it may seem, I must confess, it's gotten so that I don't mind. 'Cause I know why it's true. Why I'm reborn and why my world is new. It's you and more I'm yours and more you're mine. 'Cause I know
about 6 nights in a row now he sang for us. Thank you, Tony. It's 11 minutes after midnight here on Night Sounds on KSFO. Tony Bennett with his latest hit, More and More. Young, talented musicians of junior high and high school age are now able to enroll in the Berkeley Recreation and Parks Department summer music program at Cazadero Music Camp in the Sonoma County Redwoods. For 2 week sessions, they offer an educational opportunity while vacationing in a delightful setting. For information, call Berkeley Camp's office, 644-6520. Any young musician in the Bay Area may apply. Stop in or write to Berkeley Recreation Department, 1835 Alston Way, Berkeley. If you want to phone them, the number is 644-6520.
Thank you.
Don't say you don't remember, my dear. You were there. You remember, don't you? Little Beverly Bremers? It's 15 minutes after midnight here on Night Sounds on KSFO. Ron, one of our engineers, manages a group known as Soul Sauce, and they have a tune called Gorilla Music, and he says now they need a singing drummer and a singing guitar player. So if you'd like to join the group, if you're qualified as a good musician, because they are really very good, and would like to join the group, if you're a singing drummer or singing guitar player, call 982-5517, and I'll tell you how to get in touch with them. They've got a great future behind them already.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone and actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday
just one thrill right after another. Riders on the Storm with the Doors. 21 minutes after midnight.
Remind KSFO listeners that this is the brush fire season. With the density of homes in our hill areas around the bay, the fire protection problem is very hazardous. If you live in a hill area, expect a vacation in the forest area, or if you have a summer cabin, call your local Bay Area Fire Department or an informative pamphlet on what steps you can take to protect your property.
Huh? 21 and a half minutes after midnight, the Giants won yesterday. In case you missed the score of the ball game, Bobby Bonds led the attack with a double. He got two singles yesterday, and the Giants won 8-7 over the St. Louis Cardinals. However, the Dodgers also won over the Padres 2-1. Game time today at Candlestick Park at 7, Thursday, Friday? What the heck is it? Somebody forgot to scratch off yesterday's game. Well, it's 7:40 tonight. St. Louis and the Giants. 7:40, the broadcast time here on KSFO. 8 o'clock game time at Candlestick Park. It's going to be a nice day. It'll be a fair weekend, actually. And it'll be sunny in all areas by around 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. In Vermont, Sarah Vaughan. Thank you, my dear. That was very nice. 25 minutes after midnight, Well, there isn't anything in the... Well, there is, but I have to take it out. There's something in the mystery box. I'll take all the junk out of there, put something else in there, and shake it, give you some clues to help you guess what's in the mystery box tonight. Yesterday, we had a winner, I think. Forgot now. Do we? No? Oh, we didn't have a winner. Oh, well, I'll have to put it back in then. Wait a minute. I'll tell you what. While this next record is on, I'll adjust my mystery box.